USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The death toll from Saturday night's mass shooting in Monterey Park, California, has risen to 11. The Los Angeles County Health Department says the latest victim was being treated for extensive injuries from that shooting. The man who disarmed the gunman in that shooting telling his story, Brandon Say, on ABC's Good Morning America this morning, said he saw the man enter the dance hall lobby, heard clicking, saw the gun, and knew he had to act.
When I got the courage, I lunged at him with both my hands, grabbed the weapon, and we had a struggle. We struggled into the lobby, trying to get this gun away from each other.
Say said once he got the gun away, he told the man to leave or he'd shoot. That suspect took off in the parking lot, went into his van. He was later found dead in that van in Torrance, California. Two students are dead after a shooting at a nonprofit mentorship program in Iowa. It happened near downtown Des Moines, where a teacher was also injured at the Starts Right Here mentorship program. Police say multiple suspects were detained during a traffic stop. Four members of the group Oath Keepers, who attacked the Capitol on January 6th last year, convicted of seditious conspiracy today. Jury began deliberations on Thursday after a five-week trial. Prosecutors said the four men used a perverted version of American history to justify their actions. The high cost of eggs in the U.S. created a new opportunity, smuggling eggs from Mexico.
Border Patrol agents have seen a 300% increase in the interception of fresh eggs coming north. Problem is,
fresh eggs are prohibited from entry into the United States.
Rick Pazza with Customs and Border Protection in Laredo, Texas, says that's because eggs can carry all kinds of animal diseases. And if you're caught, it can get real expensive real fast.
They face an initial fine of $300, and if there's multiple violations, that fine can increase to $1,000.
Even so, the eggs keep coming as eggs on grocery store shelves here in the USA hit $10 a dozen or more. I'm Richard Johnson.
This is U.S.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The NFL championship games are set. Jose Flores has more.
The matchups are set for the NFC and AFC championship games. The San Francisco 49ers beat the Cowboys. They advance to their third NFC title game in the last four seasons. The Niners will be facing the top-seeded Eagles in Philadelphia with a trip to the Super Bowl on the line. That game will kick off next Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern. The Bengals and Chiefs will be squaring off in the AFC championship game for the second straight season after Cincinnati beat Buffalo in the divisional round. Kickoff is in KC next Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern.
Apple Pay has a new competition. Bank of America, Wells Fargo, J.P. Morgan, and other banks are joining forces to launch a digital wallet that would rival Apple Pay, PayPal, and others. According to the Wall Street Journal, Visa and MasterCard are already on board to participate. Ford won't have to recall the extremely popular Explorer SUV. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the auto giant won't have to recall the vehicles, even after thousands of complaints about possible carbon monoxide issues. Those complaints came from law enforcement agencies between 2011 and 2017. An investigation determined the problem stemmed from the addition of lights, cages, and other items in the police vehicles. Well, when it comes to struggling with credit card debt, Gen X may be having the hardest time. A New York life insurance study found the average credit card debt owed by Gen Xers is just over $7,000. It's compared to baby boomers who owe just $6,700 and millennials owing $5,900. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Streaming only on Peacock. From the mind of Ryan Johnson, the writer-director of Knives Out.
Miss Kale, you've got this gift. Always knowing the truth.
I only know if something is a lie. The real trick of it is figure out why.
Natasha Lyonne is Charlie Kale.
It wasn't an accident. I think there's been a murder.
You watch too much Dateline.
A new 10-part mystery series.
Wolves on my fender. I gotta keep moving.
I have been kind of a death magnet.
Poker Face. Streaming now only on Peacock.